This is PodTech.net. It's Monday, September 11th. I'm Matt Kelly here at the Mobile Entertainment Summit at the Wilshire Grand Hotel. Joining me today is Tamara Gaffney. She's Director of Product Management and a Media Analyst for Telefia. Over 200 million U.S. mobile subscribers is a pretty big market for content, applications, and marketing, and is in fact the largest untapped opportunity in today's media and entertainment market. And all these businesses have a common need to monetize this third screen or the mobile phone. And here to talk about it is Tamara Gaffney of Telefia. What can you tell me about Telefia?
Telefia is a company that has been designed to research the connected consumer. So what we're interested in is following everyone around in terms of where they go when they're out of home and what they do, how they connect with each other. So, of course, the biggest opportunity is the mobile space, which is 200 million subscribers, as you said, larger than the internet already, and also more indispensable to the people who have their mobile phones. So we're tracking the mobile phone industry today, and we have information about all different ways that the phones are used for content, downloads, and everything that you can do with data on your phones.
And what is your research telling you right now about the consumer? Who is actually using this device for something other than making, you know, person-to-person phone calls?
Well, as you would expect, the first adopters are always the kids. And they always know in technology ways things that adults are baffled by. However, having said that, although the age 18 to 24-year-olds are the ones who are using the most data services, it's actually the highest growing group of people are women aged 37 to 50. So what's happening in the marketplace is that the kids are teaching their mothers, who are teaching their mother's friends and their grandparents about how to use SMS, MMS, WebWAP, all the things that you can do on your mobile phone besides just using it for voice calling.
What are they using it for? You've got all sorts of research here. What is your research showing you?
Well, our research is showing us there are a variety of different uses. One is for playing games. Obviously appeals much more to the youth market, but it's what I call a casual gamer, not the really, really power gamer that would have a PSP or some other type of device that's exclusively suited for gaming, but puzzles and strategy games and card games, those are being used on the mobile phone, and they're actually being used to entertain young children during periods of time when you don't have anything else to entertain them with. It's sort of the way that the parents used to bring out the car keys. Well, now they bring out the mobile phone and have their kids start playing with it. The other thing that's going on is there are applications for the phone, and the biggest ones right now are weather applications, things that you would want to know when you're on the go, directions and information, breaking news, and also some entertainment applications are starting to pick up for when you're on those dead times, when you're at the dentist, when you're at your kid's soccer game, when you're really out of your house and you don't have access to consuming media. That's when the mobile phone comes in.
You've got lots of statistics here about the most watched mobile TV channels. What does that tell you right now?
Yes, today we released the most watched mobile TV channels information. It's the first information of its kind on the mobile market.
And how are you aggregating this information?
Well, we find out how many people are accessing mobile television by a panel who gives us access to their billing records so we can see if they've subscribed.
And how many is that, 35,000?
35,000 people in the United States have given us access to their records. And so we're getting information off of that, figuring out what percentage, and then applying it back to the proportion who are capable. And we come up with an estimate of about 3.7, almost 4 million subscribers of mobile television today, which comes in two formats. One is clips, where you actually download a clip and then you play it later. Another is streaming television. So that's actually live breaking news, live football games, live anything you want, just like you were sitting at home, only coming over your phone. And the information that we've got beyond that, we ask the people who are mobile television subscribers what channels they watch most frequently. And we gather that information together, and we came up with ABC News as the top channel. It makes a lot of sense because, again, most of the examples of using mobile television today are when there's a breaking news story and you're out and you don't have the opportunity to see it, you pick up your phone and you turn it on and you find out what's going on.
And not surprisingly, number two is the weather channel.
Absolutely. News, weather, and sports. These are the big things that people want to have access to. Don't really care necessarily that it's the same quality as an HDTV type experience, but they want it more immediate and they want it to be where they are, especially if they're traveling, if they have time where they're waiting for someone at the car wash, wherever it may be. they could actually watch the NFL draft, for example, rather than wait and go and watch it later on when you actually might have already found out who was drafted. You could watch it live, and then you wouldn't have to worry that you missed anything.
And what devices are they watching this content on?
Well, not surprisingly, the top devices are the same as the most popular devices, and that would be the Razr. The Razr is become ubiquitous in our population today. It's so popular of a device. And so about a little under 10% of the subscribers are using Razr devices. But there are also some Motorola, Nokia phones that are popular too. And then there's also the smartphone devices like Atreo that work really well because they have bigger screens. Although they're not as popular because they're so expensive, and they're mostly for business people.
There was a recent study that came out that showed that long-form content, consumers aren't really looking to watch that on their mobile phone. Is your research telling you the same thing?
No, actually. Our research is telling us that there's a willingness to watch long-form content, but there are some technology impediments, for example, battery life. And it's difficult to watch long-form content at this point in the United States because of battery life and the data rate connection speeds are sometimes a little less than they are. For example, in Korea, who are watching full-length movies on their mobile phones regularly. So we believe that there are different types of paradigms for mobile television, one of them being long-form, another one being clips, and another one being the short in and out of getting the breaking news that you would want maybe a 3 or 4 minute rotation of the news. So it will depend on everyone's usage, but I think that long form will eventually start to play out.
So what do you think the mobile content providers and the platforms have to do in order to monetize this market to its most profitable margin?
Well, right now, as with any early adopter phase, the early adopters are paying to subscribe to a service, and they're paying fairly high rates, and they're actually mostly funding the whole infrastructure build out. Coming in 2007 and 2008, there will be a lot more participants in the mobile television space. There will also be a lot more advertising because as the number of subscribers grows, the interest for marketers to use that as a platform to communicate with their customers is also growing. So when we get to 2007, we're going to start to see the prices come down and the amount of advertising specifically for mobile go up. And I really think that will pay off in 2008 when the prices will reach such a point that most people will want to adopt these services.
Tamara Gaffney, media analyst and director of project management for Telefia, one of the providers of consumer research to the communications and new media markets. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Matt.
For PodTech News, I'm Matt Kelly.